Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Given unprecedented times, the Food Pantries for the Capital District is working to ensure our local food pantries are prepared in the face of circumstances which are devastating to the most vulnerable community members. The Harvest Evening Celebration is an annual fundraising gala that takes place every October. This year, Harvest Evening is going virtual. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the state of things at the food pantries. And we do so with the Executive Director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District, Natasha Pernicka. Natasha, how are you? It is so good to hear your voice.
Oh, Joe, it's so good to be out with you today. Doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. So before we get to the event and talk about the ninth annual and all that good stuff and the ways that you all are trying to raise money, let's talk about, I think we last had you on in April at what unbelievably was the start of all this, and where you were. Where are we now, and how are things going?
I have to say, we keep waiting for things to settle down, and they just don't. These are really incredible times in the effect of how many people are needing assistance, the employment and, you know, federal programs and schools. Things are just constantly shifting. And so for people who are food insecure, there isn't a lot of security right now. And a lot of people are finding themselves in positions that maybe they have never been in before. However, the thing that I am so incredibly proud about is consistency of the service of all of the food pantries in our coalition, in that all of our pantries are open. They have been consistently having fully stocked shelves of food during this time because we are all working together for this essential service. It's up and down depending on what's going on with schools and other food programs, but pantries are there to help, and we want people in the community to know that. As well, we have to say that there's been a lot of generosity in our community to support the pantry efforts. So when we're having to hire additional drivers, hire additional food access referral team members, we're buying refrigerators and freezers for pantries to handle more fresh foods. We're trying our best to keep up with the needs. Thanks so much to the generosity of the community to allow us to resource what needs to happen right now to make sure the food's available.
So, do you have a number, and I certainly understand if you don't, but do you have a number of what the increase is in need over the past several months?
I don't have a total number, but what I can tell you is that 50% of our food pantries in our network have seen increases in service, some of them as high as 150, 200% increases in service. On top of that, pantries are giving people more food more frequently. So typically in normal time, pantries will provide a household with 3 to 5 days worth of groceries once a month. Many pantries right now recognize the tough circumstances that people are in, and some pantries are even giving weekly portions of food to people who are in really bad situations. So it's not just that more people are needing assistance. People are needing more food than they normally do. So in a normal year, there's about 65,000 people who are seeking assistance. And I don't have specific numbers right now to report
right
on where we're at.
But it's
definitely
increased. Yeah. Obviously,
yeah.
More people are hurting and more people need help. So, and this will get to of course, the need for funds and how you'll raise them in a second. But so much of this, I mean, in everyone's world, no matter what it is, whether it's going to school or going to the supermarket or buying a car, whatever we do, everything is different and everything changes, and everything changes regularly. And we're going to hear from the governor in 15 minutes, and we'll probably have other changes that we'll have to deal with. And I assume that's the same for you all. The everything is changing, so you're trying to do things right, and then they change.
Yeah, it's been a lot of logistical changes constantly, and some of the things that we're really concerned about right now is going into winter, a lot of the pantries have shifted their models to serving outside, right? So doing things outside. And with the weather coming up, we're hearing pantries have a need for heaters outside and tents and things like that so that they can continue with social distance service, especially because a lot of pantries are operating in really small spaces. The other thing that we're really trying to fund right now is home delivery for people who don't have access to transportation or they're compromised and vulnerable, so they are continuing to stay at home as much as possible. So trying to winterize these logistics of operation through, outside as well as home delivery is a big focus for us.
All right. So let's talk about the Harvest Evening Gala and the fact that it's going virtual. And from my understanding, is already underway, right?
It is. So this year, that's another logistical change, right, is our events. And if there was a year to celebrate, I have to say this is it, because we have incredible pantry members and volunteers and team members and all of our supporters to really celebrate. So what we did this year is we took our Harvest Evening Celebration Food Pantry Chefs Challenge online, and we've been doing weekly videos of chefs. So we're excited about that. And then we're going to have the final evening of our month-long celebration on Thursday, October 29th, and we're going to do a virtual reception where we can celebrate all of our hard work and have some fun, too.
So what is the ultimate, so how does it all work, and how can people ultimately help, and how do you advise us to take advantage of this very cool event?
Yeah, well, for anyone who'd like to join our virtual VIP reception, you can register on thefoodpantries.org. It's thefoodpantries.org, and you'll have a choice of participating in one of the different breakout rooms. We've got the Foodie Fix, which discusses the 518 food scene with Chef Eric from Mazzone and Kizzy Williams. And we'll also have Donna Pernomo and Times Union Steve Barnes there. We have another breakout room called You Had Me at Merlot, which will be a virtual wine tasting with Dr. Krista Dennis. And then we'll also have Perfectly Paired, where you can walk through the world of delicious brews and treats with Deanna Fox of Albany Cooking School and Jeremy Cowan of Schmaltz Brewing. So have some fun options. And if you sign up for these virtual breakout sessions, you'll find out what the wines and beers are, so you can buy them ahead of time so you can participate and have some fun virtually at Harvest Evening Celebration.
This has always been a big event for you. As I mentioned, it's the ninth one you've done. And so this will be different, and it'll look different, and it'll feel different. But it does have a nice, intimate way about it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, this event is always intimate to me, in that it's some just wonderful, great people coming together. And so it feels kind of like a family reunion in some sense, just really great people. And we want everyone to join our family, so to speak. But yeah, I think the breakout rooms will help it feel, not so overwhelming for all the people who've been doing all these Zoom events, get a chance to have a special experience. And Joe, you've been a big part of this event for us, and so we're excited to have you there too.
Well, I'm always very, very happy to be there. I wasn't there last year, but I was it last year I wasn't there? Yeah. And yeah. I think I was breaking my leg in Ireland. But 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 it's always a great, and you're right, it is intimate, it is lovely, and it's nice to have everybody together, and it's an honor to host it, whether it's online or in person, and hopefully we'll get back to some semblance of normal next year and be able to do it the way you've always envisioned it. This network of 65 food pantries and the work that you do, what right now for people when they think of need, it's ultimately money, right? I mean, that's the thing that can go the farthest for you.
Yeah, Yeah, definitely money. I mean, the pantries themselves have had to buy everything from laptops, shelving, refrigerators and freezers, vehicles. A lot of organizations are buying vehicles right now to do the home delivery. I think it's always a good reminder to let people know that most of the food the pantries distribute actually has a cost associated with it. And the pantry's dollar can go a lot farther buying food than, you know, people going to a food drive. So the dollars can go a lot farther. I mean, if you think about it, pantries distribute enough food last year for nearly 4 million meals. That's a lot of food going out to our community members. So the dollars can definitely go a lot farther directly through the pantries themselves.
And as you say, there's so many different needs. And I mean, you're called a food pantry, so people think of it, you know, basically as supplying food. But as we've known through our work and partnerships with you over the years with diapers and food and home and health and hygiene items, that it is so much more than food. And you're helping families of with whatever they need. This idea, though, of more kids staying home has to have a tremendous effect on the work that you're doing.
Yeah, it's made a big difference. I think that it's important for the community to know that, you know, pantries are there so that if people are staying home with their kids and they're not accessing the school programs that they normally do or even daycare programs that they typically would have, pantries can provide food. A lot of pantries providing diapers and formula and household products. And it's quality product. Pantries provide food based on the MyPlate model, which means, you know, you get grains, proteins, vegetables and fruits, dairy. And we're here to help supplement families' other resources. And we want to make sure that kids aren't going without. I think if you think about the service levels of the pantries, it's something like more than 900 children a night have food at home because their families were able to access food from a food pantry on any given night. So there are a lot of families being helped.
When you think of the work that you're doing and what the future, it seems that so often when you and I talk, we talk about planning and we talk about what initiatives you want to put forward and different things that you want to try to get and even lobby for. How do you plan now when you don't know what 2 o'clock this afternoon is going to bring, much less next spring?
I think it's important for us to be a strong voice in sharing what is happening with the pantry system and then coming up with solutions and then looking at sustainable funding solutions for them. So while we are dealing with daily changes and lots of coordination and collaboration, which takes time but is so incredibly important, we're continuing to stay the course with our plans and developing sustainable funding for things like home delivery, the Food as Medicine initiative that we just launched this summer. We had planned to launch our Food as Medicine project this spring, but we were still able to launch the project in July with a network of more than 10 food assistance providers who are now able to provide food assistance for Medicaid clients to help improve the quality of their health, in a sense, prevention. So we're continuing to move forward with all the things in our plan. It's just doing it slightly differently or, you know, changing timelines. But we're still moving forward.
Well, I so appreciate and respect and am just in awe of the incredible work you do in the community and continue to do in the community. And it is obviously a great honor to be a part of your event on October 29th. It happens from 6 to 7 p.m., the virtual reception. You can find out about that. You can find out about the Chef's Challenge video series, All of this you can find out about by going to thefoodpantries.org, thefoodpantries.org. Natasha Weirdly, the call just dropped, so I thank her very, very much, and hopefully she knows how much I love her and the work that she's done. We will be right back after this short break.